Episode 1285, Is Intermittent Fasting Good for You?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I pray that your week has been going splendid. It's time to fill your joy in your heart. It's all about wellness. Is intermittent fasting good for you? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, one way to enhance your health and well-being is intermittent fasting. But is intermittent fasting really good for you? Depending on who you ask, some would say it's just a buzzword. Some would say that, oh, it's a fad. It's going to come and go. You're going to get mixed reviews and opinions. But regardless of what you think of fasting, I want us to look at the facts today. This way, you can make the decision whether or not you want to give it a try. So first, let's start with what is it? What is intermittent fasting? It's a hard word to say over and over and over again. But intermittent fasting is a timed pattern of when you eat versus when you fast. And fasting is simply not eating. Now, I want to make sure we understand when I say not eating, that means it's liquids only. We're talking about mainly water. Some people would say, oh, you could have coffee and tea. Understand, coffee and tea both have caffeine. And if you load up those coffees and tea drinks with sugar and milk and all of this, anything extra that you put in your body is doing what to your digestive system? It's making it work. And the idea of fasting is what? To give your body a break so it can heal its whole self. We have a lot of cells in our body. And when we don't eat, it allows our body to completely rest. We think sleep is important, but having this intermittent fasting is huge. And also, we won't go into great detail, but understand that fasting is biblical, okay? We're not going to do that right now. We'll save that for another episode, but I want to talk the facts in regards to your health. What does it look like when you're looking at a timed pattern of when you eat versus when you fast? An example is consuming all of your food within 12 hours. So you decide, okay, I want to fast, but I want to, you know, I don't want to eat for 12 hours and then I want to eat for 12 hours. That's an eating versus fasting. You're going to eat only whatever you eat for the day in a 12-hour period. Some people cut it down to 8 hours or 7 hours. Again, this is so very personal. I'm not telling you what's right or wrong. I want to give you some facts so you can go ahead and build upon that. So let's talk about the evidence-based benefits to intermittent fasting. Now, I know you're probably going, huh, I really don't want all of this stuff. You know what? But I want you to listen to me for just a few minutes. Some of this may seem boring to you, but when you listen to some of these benefits, I want you to immediately connect it with someone that you know, and it may be you. If you're one who's suffering, or you have a family member or a close friend, this will make it all the more real to you. And I guarantee you, these 10 points that we're going to talk about right now, they will apply. Absolutely everyone will apply to you. So number one, some evidence-based benefits are insulin levels drop and the human growth hormone increases. Bonus, big, huge bonus. Okay? It also allows your cells to initiate important cellular repair processes and change which genes they express. So what does that really mean? You're like, huh? Okay, insulin levels, right? It's really what controls our glucose. Okay, too much sugar, too less sugar, etc. We want to be very stable in this. We don't want highs and then immediate drops with our crashes. You know what it's been like if you eat something, you have this sugar intake and you're like, whoa, and you're like really on fire. And then all of a sudden you crash 20 to 30 minutes later. That's not good. You need stability. So you want your insulin levels to drop and your human growth hormone to increase. Why? That human growth hormone helps with what? Regulates our weight. It does a lot of regulation in our body when it comes to our health and well-being. Also, when we're talking about cellular repair, we're talking about allowing our body to flush out all the yucky stuff. Okay, our cells, you can think of it as the radicals in our body, the bad stuff that comes in. It needs to be flushed out. It happens when we sleep. But if you eat too late at night, what happens? Two things happen. One, your body has to do something with what you ate. Number two, actually it's probably three things. Number two, your digestive system has to work, which means you're not getting that rest. Your cells are working overtime. You don't like to work overtime. Well, neither does your body. And we don't think of our digestive system as working overtime. When you eat, anytime you eat, you are forcing your body to work. So if you eat at 10 o'clock at night or you have a midnight snack, literally at midnight, and you go to bed, what you ate at midnight is turning into sugar because you're not using it. And then you're trying to go back to sleep, but your body says, I'm not feeling real comfortable because I've got to work. You just put stuff in me and I got to take care of it. It's got to go somewhere. So the cells are always what? They're working. And so why do you get up in the morning and you're exhausted? Yeah, your cells have not recuperated. They have not been rejuvenated and they haven't been allowed to flush out all the junk. And that's so important. So we want that human growth hormone increase and we want our insulin levels to drop. Number two, you're going to eat fewer calories when you do intermittent fasting since you're fasting. And it's going to boost your metabolism. Hooray! If you're aging, raise your hand and say, praise the Lord, I want an increased metabolism. Okay? That is mega benefits right there. It's also an effective tool to lose weight and to lose visceral fat. This visceral fat is belly fat. Belly fat is not good for anyone, whether you're a female or not. The kangaroo pouch, little bit different story there, but I'm talking about the visceral fat, the stuff that when you push in initially, you get the skin bounce back, but you go a little bit further and you feel it's kind of like spongy. Yeah, that's your visceral fat. And we have it, unfortunately. A lot of us do. You've heard the term skinny fat. Someone can be skinny, but they actually have fat. That can be the visceral fat. What's around your belly area? What's around the main organs? You do not want that. So, hey, if you're eating fewer calories because you're fasting, then that means what? Yeah, you're going to get a chance into losing weight and also boosting your metabolism, which will also help with losing weight. Double bonuses. Whew, that's a lot, isn't there? But already just those two, I would be saying I'm on board. Number three, it reduces your insulin resistance and lowers your blood sugar levels, which we talked about. And it does this especially in men. There are some studies that say for women, it's not necessarily good. Understand this is a personal choice. I'll tell you a little bit about my story at the end of these benefits, but you have to take it kind of with a grain of salt. You can find a study out there for anything to prove it wrong or to prove it right. Here, I'm just giving you evidence-based benefits, and that is what supports intermittent fasting. Are there other things out there that say, no, it's not good? Of course there are, but you have to look at the good, go research the bad, and then figure out, okay, am I willing to try this? Number four, it reduces oxidative damage and inflammation in the body. When we eat stuff that it doesn't like, our body doesn't like, then our cells, they throw up a red flag. Our immune system becomes overwhelmed and they go to battle. And that causes what? Inflammation. Inflammation is what? Bad for any development of numerous diseases that are out there. So we do not want inflammation in our body because that's what? That's helping these diseases that we're trying to prevent. All right, so it's very important. We don't need that oxidative damage, and we definitely do not want inflammation in the body. Hang in there. We're to number five. It improves numerous risk factors for heart disease, such as blood pressure, cholesterol levels, triglycerides, and inflammatory markers. Again, we're talking about what? Inflammation. If you can reduce those risk factors in your life, what does that mean? Yeah. Longer living or longer, healthier living in your journey called life here on earth, That's what we want. We want to be as healthy as we can, as vibrant, so we can live out our God-given purpose. Number six, fasting triggers a metabolic pathway, which removes waste material from cells. We've talked about this a little bit already. You want to wash that junk out of your cells. And so fasting triggers this metabolic pathway. What? It's also metabolism. So do you see how it's all interworking together? It's not just one thing. It's not like, oh, this by doing intermittent fasting, it just doesn't benefit you on one spectrum. No, it's very broad spectrum. And that's very important to understand too. If you can do one thing that is a broad spectrum attack, so to speak, then you're covering a lot of bases. It's like taking, you know, killing two birds with one stone. I'm not saying that that's what you need to do, but you know that saying, you know, you're killing two birds with one stone. That's the idea. Broad spectrum here. So if you can remove those waste materials from your cells, more power to you in your health. Number seven, we're almost there. It's also been shown to help prevent cancer in animal studies. Now, there is a paper out there that on humans that show the reduction of side effects caused by chemotherapy. How many of us know at least one person who has had cancer? One person who has been treated via chemotherapy. Yeah, unfortunately, I know more than one. And this is something that's real life. So if it's something that you can do to help reduce the side effects, it might be worth a shot. Again, though, you always have to make sure this is a personal choice and you want to be in conversation with your medical provider and your physician when you're making these decisions, especially if you're dealing with something in regards to a particular disease like cancer. Okay, very, very important. I cannot stress that enough. This isn't just a fly-by-your-seat kind of talk here. This is real life, real application. All right, it's serious stuff. But when you're talking about our health, that is where our wealth is. If we're not healthy, we're not wealthy. And so we've got to take care of our bodies. Number eight, it shows important benefits for brain health, increasing levels of a brain hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor. It's the BDNF. It's a deficiency implicated in depression and various other brain problems. It also may increase growth of new neurons and protect the brain from damage. Sign me up. I do not want my brain going downhill. And if intermittent fasting is something that can support my brain and not actually create some craziness in my brain, then I'm all for it. All right, hang on there. We got two more. Number nine, studies show that intermittent fasting may be protective against neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Huntington's, and Parkinson's disease. How many people do you know that has Alzheimer's or is in the early stages or early stages of dementia? Okay. If intermittent fasting can benefit before in prevention of, and you're younger, you might be thinking, wow, maybe if that's something in my family, I might want to consider that. Do you see how real this is? This isn't make-believe. This is real life. And number 10, it's also been shown to expand your life and help you live longer. Don't you want a longer lifespan? But with that longer lifespan, it's a quality of life. These are some of the benefits that come to intermittent fasting, but it's up to you on whether or not you want to implement them. And so that is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Implement intermittent fasting. Now understand this is a choice. It is a personal choice. If you are 100% against it, then don't do it for you. There's no judgment here whatsoever. You need to do what's best for you. Now, some people would ask, what about children? Depending upon the child, the situation, being in conversation with the medical provider, I think at some older ages in children, it might be possible, but not in all. I am not going to outright say, yes, you should do it to your child or no, you shouldn't. It is a personal choice both for yourself and for your family. Children, however, I would caution because some children might be able to handle intermittent fasting and others just may not, because it is not eating. And that's kind of a weird thing for children to do. They're into snacking and eating because they're what? They're growing. Their metabolism is much higher than ours. As we get older, ours slows down. As they're getting older, it's still speeding up. Okay, they're at their prime when they're growing. But then you start hitting mid to late 20s into your 30s and things begin to fall off and taper. And then we begin to slow down and become a little more sluggish when it comes to our metabolism. So again, you have to do what's right for you and your family. One thing I want you to do, though, is make sure you understand the benefits to intermittent fasting, because you might want to give it a shot. And if you're going to give intermittent fasting a shot, be sure to check with your physician and or medical provider before starting any fitness or nutrition plan. I say that over and over again, but I completely wholeheartedly believe it. This may be right for you and it may not be right for you. The decision is yours and you take on that responsibility. If you are doing for something in regards to intermittent fasting and you've never done it before, never fasted in your life, whether you've taken a fast via medical wise or biblical wise, then it's very important that you let someone close to you know. Don't do it in secret. Tell your husband, if you have older children, let them know, because they may see something when you're doing it that may be a red flag that you don't see. That is a red flag. Does that make sense? So it's important that you have support when you're trying things like this that's brand new. Now, one thing I want to tell you, if you're going to do intermittent fasting, you must hydrate. And it's hydration that comes, in my opinion, solely from water. Yes, you can have the coffee and the tea if that's what you want. I would recommend sticking primarily to water, unless if you're going to do coffee and tea that is not doctored, I would have to make it like a totally different drink. And I like the smells of it, but I just don't drink it personally. So my hydration is solely water, and I drink a lot of it when I do fasting. And some people would ask, Christiane, do you fast? And my answer to that is yes, I do fast. And I do find it very beneficial for myself. I feel better when I do it. I don't feel as sluggish. I sleep better at night. And it just kickstarts my body. I can tell when I haven't fasted. Now, I'm going to go through a few things with you as to how you should fast. And when we get to the fast that I do, I'll let you know that so I don't kind of confuse you. So let's start first by what do you want to do if you want to try intermittent fasting for the first time. Number one, start slow. Slow. Slow and steady wins the race. Okay, it's not about full in, I'm dropping everything, and you're going right in for 2 or 3 days of a fast. No. Start slow. So you could do like a dinner to breakfast or a dinner to lunch fast, intermittent fast. And what that looks like is you're fasting for 12 hours or like 16 plus hours. Most of us fast at night, we just don't realize it. The thing is we don't get the full benefits of fasting because we're eating so late at night. And that includes those snacks. Even if you have something at 10:30 at night, your body still has to digest it. Even though it's not a full meal, you're like, but it was just a couple scoops of ice cream. A couple scoops of ice cream still needs to be digestive. So it has to go through the process. It just doesn't go in your mouth and then it just goes away. No, it doesn't. The cells have to work it through the process. The digestive system has to work. So therefore, your body is working when it needs to be doing what? Resting. So if you really want to fast, I want you to think as fasting as resting. That's the benefits for your body. That's how my body works. When I fast, it sees it as resting. And that's why I actually feel more energetic. I have more clarity. I sleep so much better. And my focus is way on point. So for you, if you want to try it out, I would recommend starting slow and do it like a dinner to a breakfast. So you can do a slow one and do, let's say you have dinner at 6 o'clock at night. Then the next day, don't eat before 6 o'clock in the morning. Eat more like 6:30 or 7 than you would have done a full 12-hour fast, okay? If you actually do that, but most of us don't, we cut it in more to like an 8-hour fast because we're sleeping And that's the only thing we get. But if you get up in the middle of the night, you're not fasting. So if you want to go a little bit further, then do dinner to lunch. And so what you can do is you have dinner, let's say at 6 o'clock, and then you don't eat again until 11 or noonish. You're going to get 16 plus hours of fasting in. Fabulous. Start there. When you do this, make sure you plan it out. Don't do it on a crazy day to where, you know, you don't have control of your schedule. Plan it out on a time that you can be rested. If you feel like you have a little less energy, don't do it on a day that you have to be moving boxes up into, you know, like an attic, like I did crazy for 2 days straight. Don't do it when you're going to have loads of yard work to do. No, and don't do it when you're going to an amusement park. Anything that needs extra energy, don't do the fasting then. Okay, do it on a day that you can kind of be calm within yourself. When you do fast, though, I want you to ask yourself a question. How do you feel? How do I feel? You know, how do you feel during and after the fast? Where's your clarity? How did you feel energy-wise? Were you woo-woo all of a sudden? Like maybe during it, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, it's okay. But then when it finally ended, you're like, man, I am just on it. I just feel so good. Maybe you slept better. And what about your focus? Are you able to sit there and really pinpoint things and you're clear about things? Also, I want to warn you, if you're feeling sick to your stomach, nauseous, or lightheaded, then go ahead and eat something. If you don't want to break the fast and you're trying to really push through, do like a half an apple and maybe add in 10 to 12 almonds with it. And that will help you kind of push through that little bit. Otherwise, if you're feeling really good, just make sure you're always hydrating, always, always, continuously hydrating. You've got to drink water. Okay, with all of that, deep breath. That's number one. Start slow. Think of dinner to breakfast or dinner to lunch, okay? Number two, you can do a 24-hour intermittent fasting, and that's one full day. You can think about it as dinner to dinner or maybe breakfast to breakfast. For me, I go dinner all the way through until the following day and a half, which is breakfast. So I actually go more like 30 to 36 hours, depending upon what I do for that morning. Sometimes I don't eat until lunch. So if I just do a 1 day fast, it can actually end up being about a 36 hour fast for me. But that's what works for me. And I found it out that, hey, I like that. And if I want to just do a 1 day because of my schedule, I'll do that. Now, what I prefer is number three. And it's a 2 day intermittent fasting. It is my favorite fast of all. And that's where for 48 hours, 2 days straight, there is no eating. There is only water. I do not eat anything. I give my body a full, complete break. And my children know it, my husband knows it, and they support me 100%. I cook foods that they enjoy that I can't eat anyway. And also, if it's tough and you're going through this for the first time and you're like, I cannot be around food and do this, then that's when you ask your spouse to say, hey, would you be willing? Or they go out to eat and you're just sitting and resting at home and using that time as quiet time. You've got to work together. Partner it up. Do it with someone. If you all want to do an intermittent fasting, I would love to do it together. If that's something that interests you, be sure to come on in to the Women of Impact, our Facebook group. Request to join, and we can go ahead and jump in and do that together. With support, it's a lot easier. But I'm telling you, if you've never done it before, I would recommend starting slow. Do the dinner to breakfast or dinner to lunch. And that gives you just your body a chance to adjust and say, wow, do I really like this? And then you can extend it at another time. But for me, I know my 2 day intermittent fastings, I love. And yes, believe it or not, I do it once a week. Not every week, but once a week. Sometimes I'll go 2 to 3 times in a row, and then I won't do it for a couple weeks, and then I'll go back to it. It just depends on what I'm working on. It's also a chance to give my body a break. I love food, but my body does not love food. And so food and I, well, we have a love-hate relationship. So you have to do what's right for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm not telling you that intermittent fasting is going to be 100% good for you. Do I believe there are a ton of benefits? Yes, I do. Do I believe it's worth taking a shot at it? Yes, I do. But you have to do what's right for you. And make sure if you're on medication, it's important to know that because some medications require what? Food. And you sometimes have to plan accordingly. I know I have plenty of clients who have been on medications and we just plan their eating time and their fasting time around when they need to take their medications. It can be done, but there must be plans in place. Also, if you're taking supplements, meaning vitamins, it's very important because some vitamins are fat soluble, which means you have to take them with food. So understand that, yeah, you can take them, but you're probably not benefiting from those vitamins, those particular supplements when you take them. You can take some of them that aren't fat soluble, but the ones that aren't, well, you're just going to kind of flush them away because your body can't absorb them. So there are pluses and minuses. I know this is a ton of information, but I wanted you to get the facts as to what it is so you can see if it's right for you. Let me know if you try intermittent fasting and how it works for you. Also, if you have questions and you want to dive a little bit deeper or you want to know how it applies to your particular situation and you would like some guidance on that, guess what? Set up a free complimentary coaching call with me. All you have to do is go to the show notes and click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes, Action Ignites Motivation. Click on that link. Tell me in there, hey, I listened to your episode about intermittent fasting. I really would like to talk further with you on possibilities in my situation. Can't wait to talk. I can't wait to hear from you. And if you know what, you've already done the complimentary coaching call or you just want to let me know what's going on, come on in to the Women of Impact. Join the group. Let me know there or you can send me a direct message. I'm all over social media. I cannot wait to hear from you. Truly, this is something of personal choice. And I know I've said it over and over and over again, but when you listen to everybody out there and you were just to Google in intermittent fasting on the web and see what it comes up with, you will read things that people shoot it down. People say it's the best thing ever to bread. I mean, you go on and on and on. For me personally, I love it, but I love food too. And so I have a love-hate relationship when it comes to food because I want to eat it, but I can't eat certain foods. And so I know for me that I'm doing what's right for my body. God tells me this is what I need to be doing for my body, even though my earthly brain is saying, but I really don't want to do it. I know I feel best when I do my intermittent fasting. So again, I don't want to keep prolonging this. It is a personal choice. And I want you to understand that there are 1,000 benefits from it. And if you haven't tried it, I would suggest start slow. See what it's like. Just get a little taste of it. And if you want to talk further, I cannot wait to hear from you. You know, there is no right or wrong here. It's what works for you, your lifestyle, and your health and wellness goals. I'm here to support you, whatever you decide. So go out today, make a decision that's going to benefit you today. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.